Hello, this is Christopher for A Plus English, and today I'm really excited because I'm here with teacher Buffy, and we are going to be talking about holidays or festivals. And one of my favorite festivals is Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh, but it's in June, huh?
It is, but I still like watching people do the boat races. It's very exciting and fun.
Cool.
How about you, Buffy?
Well, first of all, this is my first time teaching with you, Chris. Wow, 我今天是第一次跟 Chris 老师搭档哦。I'm really excited and happy because Chris is a very good teacher. 哎呀，好了好了，不要吹捧他了。你是不是也跟我一样很期待今天王家这一家会发生什么有趣的故事呢？ Well, 先来听今天的课文朗读吧。He the one.
Meet the ones. All about holidays.
Hurry up, kids. I have to get a haircut in 2 hours.
What are we getting?
We need snacks for Ghost Month.
Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Okay, Paige. Let's get some nice meat to cook for Father's Day.
Oh, there's chocolate. Can I get a box?
Why do you need to buy chocolate?
I want to give it to my friend Leo.
Are you getting him a Chinese Valentine's Day gift?
Never mind. I'll help Jimmy and Timmy pick the snacks.
Word power!
Haircut. Haircut. Rick's hair is too long.So, he needs to get a haircut. Rick's hair is too long, so he needs to get a haircut. Meet. Meet. We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party. We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party.Box. Box. Tyler gave his girlfriend a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Tyler gave his girlfriend a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Gift. Gift. The students gave their teacher.A special gift on Teacher's Day. The students gave their teacher a special gift on Teacher's Day.
The article begins with Mom.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Hurry up, kids. I have to get a haircut in 2 hours.
好的，今天故事的场景啊是在超级市场。王妈首先就说了 Hurry up, kids. I have to get a haircut in 2 hours.Hurry up, 就是快一点赶快的意思。好，这边呢我们看到今天的第一个单字 haircut。Hi, Chris, can you explain this word for us?
Sure, Buffy. Haircut, it's a noun, and it means when you have, when you have a haircut, it means someone cuts your hair for you. Haircut, it's two words, but they're put together to make one. Hair.H-A-I-R, and cut, C-U-T, as one word, H-A-I-R-C-U-T, haircut.
That's right, haircut 在这里是名词，表示剪发、理发。其实这个字应该同学都还蛮好猜的吧，像是 hair, H-A-I-R, 就是头发 ,cut, C-U-T, 就是剪。两个字加在一起，当然就是剪头发咯，不然你要剪什么 ?Okay, Chris, example sentence time.
Woo, so exciting!Rick's hair is too long, so he needs to get a haircut. Rick's hair is too long, so he needs to get a haircut.
Rick 的头发太长了，所以他需要理发咯。
The way that a person's hair looks is called a hairstyle. And people can have short hairstyles, long hairstyles. They can have other hairstyles, like ones with colors in it, like purple. Like
purple.
G-Dragon. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Hairstyle, H-A-I-R-S-T-Y-L-E, 就是发型。啊，每个人的发型都不一样啊，像是 Chris 老师是短发 short hairstyle， 那我就是长发 long hairstyle。那除了发型不一样，还有发色 hair color 也不尽相同哦。这边赶快复习一下 ，haircut 是剪发 ，hairstyle 是发型，那 hair color 呢 ？That's right， 就是发色的意思。Okay, okay, enough with the hair. Let's get back to the conversation.
Sure thing.Paige says, what are we getting?
Paige 就问说我们要买什么呢? Get 在这里是买的意思哦。
Her mother replies, we need snacks for ghost month.
哦对哦农历七月又到了。通常农历七月一号也就是俗称的鬼门开这天会拜拜。七月十五号中元节跟鬼门关也都会拜拜。那拜拜当然要准备一些点心 snack。By the way, Chris, I have a question for you. Are you afraid of ghosts?
Actually, yes. But I've seen two in my lifetime.
You've seen two?
Yeah, that's why
I'm
not kidding. I'm serious.
Okay, let's continue. 赶快回到文章咯。不要再说鬼了，好可怕。
Okay, Jimmy says, Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
哎呦，怎么会这么乖，主动要求帮忙负责 in charge of?拿零食点心呢？我想他们应该都是拿自己喜欢吃的吧。Here we see the phrase in charge of. I can give you some examples. Chris is in charge of making sentences for students. And he is also in charge of teaching you students English. 好啦，接着王妈怎么说呢？
I like those two example sentences.
Thank you.
Because they star me. Huh. Okay, mom says...Okay, Paige, let's get some nice meat to cook for Father's Day.
That's right. 八月还有父亲节 Father's Day. 王妈打算买 nice meat to cook. What is that exactly?
What is meat?
Yeah.
Meat is the flesh of animals and birds that we eat as food. We spell meat M-E-A-T.
That's right.
M-E-A-T.
Meat 就是肉肉品的意思它是 flesh of animals 食用肉的意思啦就像是烤肉的时候一定会吃到很多 meat 可是同学啊肉吃太多也不好记得要多吃点青菜哦 Now Chris is going to give us the example using the word meat
We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party
我们在烤肉派对上有很多肉可以吃。同学注意哦，例句里的 lots of meat 可不是写错了耶。Meat 是不可数名词，所以不能说 lots of meats, right?
Right. Buffy, what's your favorite meat to eat?
How about human? Oh no, just kidding. Well, I would say chicken and fish. 我喜欢的肉类呢是鸡肉跟鱼肉。同学们，你喜欢吃哪一种肉呢？ How about you, Chris?
I like fish and beef because it's in beef noodle soup.
How about cats? Do you like cats?
I like cats to play with, not to eat.
Okay. Let's get back to the conversation.
Okay. Paige is looking around with her mom and she says, Oh, there's chocolate. Can I get a box?
Oh, Paige 想要买巧克力耶。感觉好像女生都还蛮喜欢吃甜食的齁因为我自己也蛮喜欢的。所以巧克力当然是 first choice 咯。这边我们看到 box, 诶这个字大家不是都会了吗 ?Chris, can you explain the word to us?
Sure thing. A box is a container with a flat base or bottom, sides, and it has a lid. And in this way that Paige says, can I get a box? She means like a box of chocolates, meaning,
something inside?
Yes, the contents of a box.
Cool, 原来 box 除了箱子跟盒子之外呢，也有一盒什么什么，一箱什么什么的意思哦。像是 a box of candy, 就是一盒糖果，就是指它盒子里面的内容物的意思。
Okay, here's an example sentence. Tyler gave his girlfriend a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day.
Tyler 在情人节的时候啊，送他女朋友一盒巧克力。Well, Chris, have you ever given your girlfriend a box of chocolates?
No.
Why?
Because I would probably...
Because you don't have a girlfriend.
I would steal her chocolates. I would give them to her and then take them away because I am a 爱吃鬼.
Okay, understood. Okay, let's continue.
Mom says, why do you need to buy chocolate?
妈妈就问啦，诶，买巧克力要做什么？同学们，你们猜猜看 Paige 为什么要买巧克力呢？
And Paige says, I want to give it to my friend Leo.
哦，原来他想要送他的朋友 Leo。Leo 啊，其实是 Paige 偷偷暗恋的对象哦。
And her mom gets suspicious. She says, are you getting him a Chinese Valentine's Day gift?
王妈也太直白了吧，都不懂少女心。她就问了，啊，你是不是要买七夕情人节礼物给他哈？这里呢，我们看到 gift， Chris 老师要来帮大家解释一下这个字咯。
So a gift is a thing given willingly to someone without payment.
That's right.
You usually give someone a gift on a special occasion,like a birthday, anniversary, or a holiday like Christmas.
哈，我想我应该不用多说了。Gift 就是礼物。通常啊，在过节的时候才会给礼物，对吧？像是生日啊、圣诞节啊等等。
The students gave their teacher a special gift on Teacher's Day. The students gave their teacher a special gift on Teacher's Day.
Chris 老师刚刚的例句是说，学生们呢在教师节的时候送他们的老师一份特别的礼物。同学们，你有给过别人什么特别的礼物吗？那你送别人礼物的时候是不是也很开心呢？ Well, Chris, do you like giving people gifts?
Yes, of course, but I like receiving gifts more than giving them. How about you, Buffy?
I like giving gifts.
But if I were to give you a gift now, would you think that's more exciting or fun than buying me a gift?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Paige says...Never mind. And we use never mind to mean do not worry about it.
That's right. Never mind 就是算了算了当我没说的意思。另外还有一个片语叫 forget it, 也是算了的意思。F-O-R-G-E-T, forget it, 就是啊算了算了忘记吧。
Right. And Paige continues on saying, I'll help Jimmy and Timmy pick the snacks.
唉可怜的 Paige。少女心被妈妈伤害了，所以她就不买巧克力，去帮弟弟们拿零食点心咯。同学们，今天的课程又到尾声了，现在要进入我们的 wrap up 咯。OK, 今天课程一开始呢，是王妈和三个小朋友在超市买东西。Do you remember who wants to get what? 大家分别想要买的东西是什么呢？ What does mom want?
Mom wants to get, let me see,very good meat for her husband.
That's right. How about Paige?
Paige wants to get chocolates for her boyfriend.
A box of chocolates. Right. That's right. How about Jimmy and Timmy?
They want to help get snacks for the party.
That's right. And what are the four words we learned today?
Well, we learned haircut, meat.
That's right.
Box and gift.
叮叮叮叮 ,bingo! 同学们有没有都记起来了呢？我们明天再会咯，拜拜！
拜拜！
Step by step. Timmy and I will be in charge of that. Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Good. I have faith in you.
Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Okay, then. You can ask for help if needed.
Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Good. I have faith in you.
Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Okay, then. You can ask for help if needed.
A+小聚会!
Our service line is busy right now. Please dial again later.
Our service line is busy right now. Please dial again later.
Hello, I'm Avita. 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。不知道大家有没有打过客服电话？像之前我有信用卡的问题，所以我打了客服电话。打过客服电话的都知道，首先啊，会进入语音系统，问你要询问的业务是什么。然后你要拨分机几号啊，结果听了老半天，你也不知道你到底要拨分机几号。等到拨进去了，却只听到语音广播说，目前客服专线忙线中，请稍后再拨。哦，真的是觉得一切真是浪费时间。那刚刚的广播内容，英文应该怎么说呢？就是 Our service line is busy right now. Please dial again later.先来看看第一个句子 Our service line is busy right now. Service line 客服专线的意思， Service 是服务，那客服的英文则是 Customer service. Line 做名词使用时，不只是表示线条、行列，还有电话专线的意思哦。再来， Please dial again later 就是请稍后再拨。 DialDIAL 就是拨号的意思。有时候我们在忙，可是刚好有朋友打来，那就说 Please call me again later， 就是跟对方说，哎，你等等再打给我的意思。时间又到啦，最后我们再复习一次今天的小聚会，下次见咯，拜拜。
Our service line is busy right now. Please dial again later.
Our service line is busy right now.Please dial again later.
Me the wonk. 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 Meet the wonks. All about holidays.
Hurry up, kids. I have to get a haircut in 2 hours.
What are we getting?
We need snacks for Ghost Month.
Timmy and I will be in charge of that.
Okay, Paige. Let's get some nice meat to cook for Father's Day.
Oh, there's chocolate. Can I get a box?
Why do you need to buy chocolate?
I want to give it to my friend Leo.
Are you getting him a Chinese Valentine's Day gift?
Never mind. I'll help Jimmy and Timmy pick the snacks.
Haircut. Haircut. Rick's hair is too long, so...He needs to get a haircut. Rick's hair is too long, so he needs to get a haircut. Meet. Meet. We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party. We had lots of meat to eat at the barbecue party. Box.Box. Tyler gave his girlfriend a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Tyler gave his girlfriend a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Gift. Gift. The students gave their teacher a special gift on Teacher's Day.The students gave their teacher a special gift on Teacher's Day.